Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown. I'm the director and curator of the Clark Historical Museum. On display at the museum and through the summer are historic local quilts. Please join us this Saturday as we are hosting a free bed turning event led by Susie Freeze beginning at 1 p.m. Today I'll be talking about one of the most significant items the museum owns, the Ulysses S. Grant Banner Quilt, which is currently on display. Ulysses Grant was stationed at Fort Humboldt in 1853 through 1854. As the Civil War unfolded, Grant became a war hero, eventually becoming the 18th President of the United States, and the people of Humboldt are proud that such a man had once lived here. Before the Civil War ended, local quilters got together and formed the Ladies Social Circle to create a quilt to auction off to raise funds for wounded Civil War veterans. Eventually, the quilt was given to Ulysses Grant. Work on the Banner Quilt began in September 1864 by the ladies, Eureka Ladies Sewing Circle. Within the next 2 months, several ladies' organizations came together under the umbrella organization known as the Ladies Social Circle of Eureka, which would organize a sanitary fair for support of Union soldiers who were sick or wounded. The auction of the Banner Quilt and the sanitary festival and fair held at R.W. Brett's Hall and Saloon on Front Street near the City Wharf became the most featured event of the evening. Successful bidders on the quilt donated their money to the U.S. Sanitary and Christian Commissions, organizations that furnish supplies, medical services, and religious literature to Union troops, raising $2,500, which when adjusted for inflation equals $35,000 in today's money. This effort illustrates the caring patriotism from local residents. After the auction, the people of Humboldt County gave the quilt to U.S. Grant, with a letter describing the fundraising effort, and Grant wrote a reply, both of which have been preserved and are currently on display with the quilt. The quilt then passed on to Ulysses' youngest son, Jesse, then to his son, Major Chapman Grant, and finally to Mabel Grant Hazard, Grant's great-granddaughter. After Mabel's death, her husband, Bruce Hazard, and their children decided that the quilt should return to Humboldt County and donated it to the museum in 1991. Along with the Banner Quilt, which only goes on display every other year due to how fragile it is, are over 24 historic quilts from the Clark Museum's collection. Quilting has a long history in this nation and for this region. While quilting is rooted in the necessities of colonial, pre-industrial domestic living, it evolved into an independent art form, becoming a folk art which is defined as the art of the everyday. These quilts and materials, themes and styles that are emblematic to the time periods they were made and provide a window into the past, telling stories about those who made them and what was occurring in society. This exhibit closes on September 2nd. Please join us this Saturday beginning at 1 p.m. for a free bed turning event at the Clark Museum. Visit our website, give us a call, or come in for more information. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.